morning. Good morning. It's a joy to welcome you, all of you, to our Lord's Day service. We hope that the service is a blessing to you on this Palm Sunday. We want to thank Barbara Klassen for her ministry of music. Barbara is not only playing here, but at 1:30 when I'm over at Scandia Village doing the service, she will be accompanying me there and on Easter. We invite you to stay for a time of fellowship after the service today. Our fellowship is in Fellowship Hall, and we hope that you'll join us and get to know each other better. The Holy Week readings are Monday through Friday here in our Fellowship Hall at noon every day, and we have folks who have graciously agreed to provide lunch, so we'll have soup and bread lunches. And this should be a lovely time of fellowship. One of the reasons we're doing this way is to give us a sense of context for the readings. It's a wonderful gift that the Moravian Church gave in the 1700s, but to modern ears, a lot of the readings can seem a little odd. So each day when we're doing the readings, there will be context, and I will be talking about how these readings apply to us and what the meaning of some of Jesus' words are. So we hope you join us here Monday through Friday of this week at noon. Let us turn our hearts to worship the Lord.
The watchword for the week is found in Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2. And being found in human form, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Please stand as we sing hymn number 786, Rejoice, O Pilgrim Throng.
Rejoice, give thanks, and sing your best.
remain standing and turn to our liturgy for Palm Sunday on page 49. Shout for joy, you heavens. Rejoice, all the earth. The glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Rejoice greatly. Shout for joy. See, your King is coming to you. He is righteous and brings salvation.
We praise you, the Lord God of Israel. You came to help all of your people and have set them free.
You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, a descendant of your servant David.
You promised through your holy prophets long ago that you would save us from our enemies, from the power of all those who hate us.
You have shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and have remembered your holy covenant.
With a solemn oath to our ancestor Abraham, you promised to rescue us from our enemies and allow us to serve you without fear.
So that we might be holy and righteous before you all the days of our life.
By your tender mercy, you caused the bright dawn of salvation to rise on us.
To give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of
the voice of the messenger echoes from the desert, calling us to prepare the way of the Lord and to make a straight path on which he may come. Let us confess our sins so that our crooked ways will be made straight and the rough ways smooth. Please be seated.
Our sovereign Redeemer, we join the people of Jerusalem offering our own shouts of praise and celebration at your coming. Although we welcome you today with the multitude on Palm Sunday, we confess we have also stood with the condemning crowd on Good Friday. Our thoughts, words, and deeds have cried, "Crucify." We turn to you for help and forgiveness, gracious Savior, not because we deserve it, but because you are forgiving. Save us from our sinful ways and restore us to a life of loyalty to you. Amen.
Through John the Baptizer, we hear the Lord's promise. Turn away from your sins and God will forgive your sins. Eternal God, ruler of all ages, graciously you come to us in order that we might come to you through the merit of Jesus Christ, strengthened by the Holy Spirit.
Help us and all your children to respond to the call of your
God of faith, you created humanity to serve and praise you. And even when we rebelled against you, you promised to send a Savior to redeem us from our sins.
Strengthen our faith in your saving work through Christ, as you chose the people of Israel to hear the promise of redemption through the prophets. May people today believe in your goodwill for all that you have made.
God of love, you fulfilled your promise of a Redeemer in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Grant us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that we may share your love with the sick and the afflicted, with the poor and the homeless, with the victims of injustice and discrimination, and with all who are experiencing times of trouble.
God of hope, you comfort us through our Savior's promise to return in glory at the end of time.
As we await the coming of the Prince of Peace, let us not despair. We long for you to inspire all the nations and peoples of the world to turn to cooperation and nurture rather than to hatred and destruction.
God of faith, love, and hope, to you and to you alone we pray.
For you are our God, the only God, forever and ever. Amen.
As we stand, we ask that you hold your place in the liturgy and turn to hymn number 239, the Hosanna. We sing this responding to each other. The men sing the first part and the women answer. We go to page 241, and at the top you will see two little marks, and that means to go back to the beginning and sing it to the end. So we're singing it through twice. So let us sing the Hosanna together, and I expect the men to belt it out in the first part.
Bravo, men. Lord, you have kept the promise you made to our ancestors and have come to the help of your servant people.
You remember to show mercy to Abraham and Sarah,
We praise you, Lord. You are enthroned in glory, yet you came and continue to come for all who will receive you. We praise you, for you are good, and your mercy endures forever.
To you be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Today we're taking up a joyful noise offering for Secret Santa. Now usually in the spring and summer months we wonder why we're taking up offerings for Secret Santa, which is the heating ministry in Northern Door County. But since we had snow yesterday, there are still people who need help with their heating bills. And we take this offering up every other month as Secret Santa, and then the other month is Door Cancer. And all the proceeds for this joyful noise offering will go directly to Secret Santa. The children will start us off, and then if you would like to come up and put your offering in, otherwise ushers will help you with your Secret Santa offering this morning. We are so grateful for our ushers this morning. What a wonderful job they are doing. We come to that time of worship where we bring our prayer concerns and our praise reports. There are several people we are continuing to pray for: Joni and Jean, Lois, Kathy, Dave, Elise, Maggie, Joel, and Barbara. We want to remember all of those who are in the path of the tornadoes that have ripped through our country. We want to remember the school children this morning and those who have lost loved ones in yet another school shooting. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we come before you today in thanksgiving for your love, for your grace, for your mercy. And O Savior of little children, we ask that you would be with those who have lost their loved ones, that you would surround them with your peace, that you would surround them with your mercy. But more than that, help us, forgive us for our love for violence, and help us to find ways to cease all types of violence in our world. We ask that you would give our leaders moral courage to change. Oh Lord, we ask that you would be with those who have been in the path of tornadoes this week, that you would help us to help them rebuild their lives. And for all these that are on our prayer list, on our hearts, we ask that your mercy, your healing touch would be upon them all. For we ask all of this in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us continue to worship our Lord with the giving of our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
Our Old Testament scripture lesson is taken from Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Our New Testament lesson is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them.' And he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The whole city of Jerusalem was in turmoil. That was the understatement of the year. If you know anything about that time, you will know that turmoil was just the beginning of Jerusalem's troubles. For centuries, they had been under occupation by one nation or the other. And the Roman occupation was probably the most cruel because it started out that Jerusalem and Rome were allies with each other. The people of Jerusalem had come to Rome a few centuries before to ask them for help, to help get rid of the marauders that were there and to establish peace. Well, Rome established peace, all right. And they were under Roman's thumb. The whole city was in turmoil, especially during Passover time, because the irony of Passover, you know what Passover commemorated, was liberation from Egypt. And so people streamed into Jerusalem from all over to celebrate liberation in an occupied land. And there were two processions that day. One was a procession of horses and chariots and military might, and that procession, the person who was leading that was Pilate the governor. And he came into Jerusalem with pomp. And he did not come in to display pomp and circumstance and people looking so wonderful. He came in to display military authority. So there were chariots, there were armed soldiers. It's like those processions you see in North Korea with all the weaponry amassed, or in Russia, or any totalitarian regime. They come to display, and of course you see on the news feeds that there's so many people cheering and waving. They have to do that. So there were pilgrims that were lined up in Jerusalem cheering and waving for Pilate and saying, "Hail Caesar," not because they wanted to, but because they knew they had to. This is how you keep the peace in an authoritarian regime. You tell them what they want to hear. Because if you don't, you can be jailed. And what is so incredibly sad is that happened in ancient times and it's still happening today. We haven't figured it out in thousands of years how to live in peace. So that procession was ongoing, and then there was another procession that day. And of course, Jerusalem was in turmoil because that other procession was an itinerant minister who was sitting on a donkey, who was coming into town with a crowd waving Hosanna, which means God, save us. And they were shouting praises, and Jerusalem was in turmoil because anyone with that kind of a unlicensed demonstration could pull so many people in its wake, and people could be killed because of that demonstration. So, of course, Jerusalem was in turmoil. And I think what is so wonderful is Jesus faced that turmoil. He went right into the heart of turmoil. And what did he do once he was there? Once he arrived in Jerusalem, did he get off his donkey and say, "Here I am, peace be with you all"? Not on your life. If you read the rest of the story, when he arrives in Jerusalem, he goes right to the temple, not to pray, not to preach, but to get a whip and drive everybody out. He was going to clean house. And once he cleaned house, the Bible says, people who needed healing came to him. People who needed to be taught were taught by him. And so he healed and he taught that day. Why? Because Jerusalem was in turmoil and they needed to be cleaned out and they needed to be healed and taught. We are in turmoil today. There's turmoil all throughout this United States. There's turmoil with people who woke up in the morning and found their houses gone and property destroyed and some of their loved ones died because of tornadoes that raced through the area. We're in turmoil today when we see one mass shooting after another. It causes us turmoil. We're in turmoil in our families. There are people who have had their lives turned upside down. And we in Door County are not inoculated against this type of turmoil. It's here. And it might not be seen on the streets of our lovely village, but there's turmoil in people's homes as well. The people are in turmoil. And what does Jesus do for people in turmoil? The first thing is to clean house. Sometimes we need our perspective changed. Sometimes we need a holy house cleaning to get ready for healing, to get ready for something new to be brought into our very lives. And this is what Jesus does. For those who call and ask, God help us, this is what Jesus does. He gives us a holy house cleaning. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands because we Moravians don't do that. But I want to ask you and for you to think about this, how many of us in this room need a holy house cleaning today, need to be saved from whatever turmoil is going on inside of us or inside of our homes or in our community. And we need to ask again today for the Lord Christ to clean house, to heal us, and to teach us a new way to be. In this holiest of weeks, let us pray to the Lord for a holy house cleaning. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, sometimes we are in turmoil, and sometimes we're in despair, but we thank you that you provide to us your grace, your presence, your peace, and your power. There is no darkness that you cannot enter. There is no situation that is hopeless. And we ask, O Lord, that you would clean us up from the inside out, that you would teach us a new way to be and go this day. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me as we sing our closing hymn number 343, Ride On, Ride On in Majesty. Let us keep our eyes on Jesus. He will show us where we need to go. Amen. Please be seated.